No, I didn't mean. Okay, so let's review the Gemara again. Okay, the Gemara says, "La'olam aliba the rabbanan." Keep everything in mind. Got to remember everything. Brisa number two, right? There's Brisa number two, and then there's the Mishnah. Okay, and the Mishnah rabbanan said, if I do pickle on one of the two challahs, it affects the other one. Okay, so this Brisa number two is going to end up like rabbanan mati because it says la'olam aliba. La'olam aliba the rabbanan. And you, la'olam aliba the rabbanan. Bishnehem. Afilu. Stop. Okay. So the Gemara says, when you read Brisa number two, don't read Brisa number two as Shtehen, right? Read it as Shnehen. Now, what? But what? Yeah, I don't know. All right, so this is not from the Parsha. It's the Brisa they're writing, not the Parsha. The Brisa. Yeah. All right, so what's the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying that since the Kvasim, there's Brisa number two, which is the case where the guy can take both and piggle them together, a Kazayas from both, right? That Brisa number two is talking about that, okay? But Brisa number one is, but the Mishnah is talking about the Chalos themselves. And it is lines up like Rabbanan. Why does it line up like Rabbanan? Because the kvasim are matir the chalos, okay? You cannot eat the chalos until the kvasim are done, are shechted, are hakravan, are completed, okay? So since that's true, since the shnei kvasim are the matir of the chalos, okay? So now the chalos become like one. I'm not saying why, but the chalos become like one. And that means if the chalos are like one, if I do piggle on one, of course it'll affect the other. So now the Gemara's line up very well. The Mishnah, the Rabbanon is Brisa number two, and that's talking about the Kvasim. The Mishnah is Rabbanon as well, and that's talking about the Chalos. It all works out.
And the first Brisa was
Rav Yossi. The first Brisa, well, we think, could still be Rav Yossi. The Gemara shelved that for now, by the way. It's kind of like,
It's
going to come back. It's pushing that to the side for the time being, and now it's trying to figure out Brisa number two and Mishnah.
Right.
Okay? But what do we need to... Okay, so what about Brisa number one, about the Korban Yerach Yom and Yerach Shmol case? Right?
Yeah.
Remember, the Gemara wanted that to be like Rav Yehuda Nasi. Wanted to be like Rav Yossi,
yeah.
Right? Now the Gemara is shelving that for a second. It's going to come back to that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, that Gemara is going to come back. So what kind of idea is this? Why do I say, or I should ask, what's the Havina Maskana? Right? Meaning the Havina would say what? The Havina would say that the Chalos are independent of the Kvasim, right? So it's very nice that the Kvasim are a Matir. Remember, factually, we know it's a Matir. The Havina would say, just because it's a Matir, that doesn't make them into one. They're still two separate things, right? Kamash Malan. Sure. Kamash Malan that this thing, because it's a Matir, it fuses the two Chalos together. Well, what's that reasoning, I ask? The way you set up the question is, in my opinion, the easy way to set up the question is, how do we understand Matir? Okay, what does it mean when we say that the Kvasim are Matir the Chalos? So the easy way to look at it is to say that, what does Matir mean? Matir means that the Chalos have an independent Chaloshem. Get it? The Chalos have an independent Chaloshem, right? They are loaves, right? There's just a psul, right? The psul is they can't be eaten until the Kvasim are done. So if Matir means removal of the psul, then of course the Chalos are independent, right? They're 98% complete, except for the fact that I haven't done this one thing. There's one feature of the chalos that needs to be matir. Not that the chalos themselves have to be matir, it's a feature. That's the havamina, that's easy. So if that's the case, why would you treat the chalos any different than kvasim? There's another way you can look at matir, okay? Okay, now the first step to take is going to be something along the lines of matir can mean that the chalos are a dependent existence, meaning they cannot come into existence, right, if not for the kvasim. But that doesn't do enough for me to show me why they're one, okay? Hold on. Let's take a step back. Let's go with what Darius was saying for the Havmina and flip it, okay? I just think you just addressed the wrong part there. I'll show you why. Let's talk this out, okay? Okay. Let's say I was not mifagel the kvasim, okay? And let's say I did the following. Let's say I said I'm shechting this keves, right, to have in mind this challah, and I'm shechting this keves to have in mind that challah, okay? So what would you say there?
Have you really done the korban?
Well, let's just talk about the case for a second. Let's say a guy did that. All right. Not mifago. Just stam. As a mind. Yeah. What? Well, let's say he went ahead and I'm not sure, but I want to plant this thought problem for a reason. Okay. So what I would say in that case is, that each challah, right? Each before everything takes place, when this korban begins, each challah requires its own keves to matir it. Okay, I wouldn't say the shnei kvasim matir the shnei challos. I would say that each challah's existence is dependent on its subsequent sponsoring keves. Okay, in other words, for a challah to be allowed into the club, it needs to be sponsored by a keves. Right? You know where I'm going with this, right? Yeah. So now, no, listen. So now, what do you mean? No, one second. Hold on. No. Just relax. Let me finish. What the Gemara is now saying is that what did the guy do here? So the guy, he was mefago them together. Meaning, what did he do? He took the two kvasim as discrete and now said, I'm going to tie them together, have a kazayas from both. So now what has he done to the kvasim? He's made them into one, okay? And that's what the Gemara is building its case off that point. That it's not, in other words, and normally speaking, theoretically, a guy could say, keves to one challah, keves to the other challah. And each keves is its own matir for each challah. But what is the guy doing here? He's taking the two kvasim and uniting them.
So, okay. Counterparts have
to unite. I'll put a little differently, but yeah. Okay, in other words, if I unite the kvasim together, okay, and going with my hypothesis that each keves is there to sponsor a challah, so now the problem is that the challos now have no keves to point to and say, that keves is sponsoring me. Why? Because there's no discrete keves anymore. There's a unit. Because it's a unit. So a challah can never say, a challah needs a keves to point to. Hey, Mr. Keves, you're the guy who got me into the club, right? Now the problem is that there's no discrete keves anymore. There's a unit of keves. But there's a unit of keves that there's nothing for the challos to point to and say, that's the keves that's sponsoring me. So they must be a unit. They have no choice.
No,
you can't say that. Follow the line of the Gemara. Guf echad.
Right.
You understand? It's a guf echad now. If it's a guf echad, there is no parts. Exactly, right. There's no method of distinguishing. Did you guys pick up on this kasha? This is a very difficult kasha. The Gemara says, Ihachi. Okay. The Gemara's question is, one second. Oh, I'm sorry. We skipped a step. Okay. Now the Gemara concludes, it says, La Fuke. So if we're learning Brisa number two, okay, again, if we're learning Brisa number two, which is, I take Keves one, and Keves 2, I mefago them together for a Kazayas, right? And now, by mefago them together for a Kazayas, right, the Tziruf works. If that's the Chiddush of Brisa number 2, okay, that must be coming to exclude Revi Meir. Because what does Revi Meir say? Damar. No, Mifaglin? Kamash Malan. Okay. Meaning that, so this Brisa, right, if it's going to line up like the Chachamim, can't be like our mayor, because our mayor holds, what could I do, right? Meaning, if I did, what would our mayor hold by Chatzi Matir? What does that mean? When he says, Mifaglin Chatzi Matir? Meaning that I don't have to combine them together with the Kazayas to create Pigol. I can say, I have in mind to eat, let's say, half a Kazayas from one Keves. And that works, okay? So again, so according to this Bryson number two, it lines up like our mayor, like the Chacham, okay? Now watch this. The Gemara says, Ihachi, my l'olam. What does my l'olam mean? What's that question?
Like, what's that word actually?
No, more than that.
What do you really talk
about? What does l'olam mean? Always, right? So the problem is like this. The problem is that...
What's l'olam referring to?
No. The Brisa says, le'olam, right? It says, le'olam, ein bo kares, achi fagel b'shtein mechazayas. Brisa number two says, le'olam, right? Le'olam, ein kares, achi fagel b'shtein mechazayas. That's what Brisa number two says. The Gemara is saying, why would it ever use le'olam? Okay? What do you mean? E'amris. Okay, what does that mean? What do you mean the words fit?
Like
What does that mean? So what does that mean? What does it mean? If you're telling me the second brisa is learning both the case of kvasim and chalos, meaning don't read it as one or the other, but as both.
You would need both.
Okay. And that would be like Rav Yossi, right? Because Rav Yossi holds what? Let's plug it in. Come on. Brisa number two, okay? What do we know from brisa number two? I know it's not easy, okay? Let's go back to brisa number two. Okay, if the brisa number two says Shnehen, what's it referring to?
Kvasim,
right? Okay. Which therefore you learn out from that if I do what I do to one doesn't affect the other, right? Yes. I have to combine them. And what if I learn brisa number two as Shtehen?
That's the
chalos. What I do to one doesn't affect the other. If I learn brisa number two, because it says l'olam, to include both Shnehen and Shtehen, that you could read brisa number two to mean both kvasim and chalos, that would work out very well according to Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi holds what I do to one doesn't affect the other. So if we repackage brisa number two to include Shnehen and Shtehen, right, meaning it sets Shnehen in a universal way, then it works out like Rav Yossi very nicely, because Rav Yossi holds what I do to one doesn't affect the other. Okay, however, keep going. Ulafuke. No, wait a second. Ulafuke mid Rameir Ubindurabanan Kase. What does that mean? Well, then our brisa can't be like Rav Meir or the Chachamim, right? Brisa number two can't be like either one, okay? But if I say, Hainu Kamar Le'olam, okay? But now that it says Le'olam, My Le'olam, okay? But if you're telling me all this brisa is coming to do is to exclude Rav Meir, why would I ever use the line Le'olam, okay? Because what does Le'olam mean? The olam in Gemara language means a much more universal statement, but you can't learn this brisa universally because if you did, it would line up like Rav Yossi, right? You don't learn it universally, then you can work out the Rabbanan and Rameir business, but then it shouldn't have said the olam. Okay, there's nothing to define there. Okay, you should understand all the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is posturing a bit. It's positioning itself now by saying, "Don't be so fast to run with brisa number two, working out the way we thought it did by Rabbanan and Rameir." Okay, now comes the part you have to define. Okay, Ve'od. Did anyone read this part of the Gemara yet? Oh my God, okay. You're going to have to really spoon feed this one. Tashma, okay. Listen to this case, okay?
Rabbi Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Yossi, Pigel, Vidavar, Hanaseh, Bifud.
Stop, okay. Let's say we're talking about the Par Chatas and Yom Kippur. Okay, you guys familiar with that? On Yom Kippur, what was unique about the Yom Kippur of Avodah?
They sent the ram off the cliff.
That's one thing that's unique. I was looking for something else. Within the Avodah, it was the only time of the year when Avodah is done both outside the Heichal and inside the Heichal. Well, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, inside the Heichal. Okay? You had Avodah done Bachutz, which means outside the Heichal, by the Mizbeach outside the Heichal. And you also had Avodah done Bifnim. Okay. So what's the case here? The Gemara says, right, Pigel bedavar hanase b'chutz. I did pigel, right, on something, right, that is being done in the Azara. So if I do pigel on avodah b'chutz, okay, on something done b'chutz, then it works. Okay, so let's say, for example, let's say I do pigel on shrita of the korban tamid, right? For zrika lembachar, okay. I do pigel. I have in mind when I shech the korban tamid, right? To do the zrika tomorrow. Both of those avodos are done where? Outside, okay. Okay, then pigel would work. Okay, so far so good. One more time. Again, if I do shrita, let's say of the korban tamid in the Azara, and I have in mind to do Zrika in the Azara, pickle's good, because I'm in the same, my pickle's in the same location. Bachutz. Bachutz. Yeah, it's good pickle. Good pickle.
It's good pickle.
Good pickle. Okay, keep going, Mati.
Yeah.
Okay, but, if I did as follows, Let's say I had in mind when I shechted Korban X, okay? Shechting is taking place where?
Inside.
No, okay. Shechting is taking outside. No, listen. Shechting is taking place outside. Oh, but I have in mind to do piggle on the Zrika inside. For example, what they do... Shh, what they do with the blood? There you go. They did Hazaz Dam Bifnim, okay? So what did the guy do here? If you like masochism, this is right up your alley. What did the guy do? The Kohen had in mind when he did Avoda A in the Chutz, he had in mind to do Avoda B Bifnim, piggle, meaning after the Zman. So he said to himself, I'm shechting my animal in the Azara, and I have in mind to do Hazaz Dam tomorrow, okay? Because Hazaz Dam can only take place inside.
Is that valid sure. In reality?
Yes. What?
Is that valid too?
No. Lo pigo. Okay? Now, what's the case? Ketzad. Haya omei b'chutz.
V'amar harini shofet. What is
it? Almanas.
Almanas. V'azod midamo v'mafer.
Lo pigo. Like I said, he shechs in the Azara, and he has in mind to do the Hazah, right, of the Dam, Bifnim, Lamachar. Lo pigo. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar hanase bifnim, right? Because what's the problem? He had a machshava for something on the outside, something done on the inside. Of course, what question should we ask at this moment in time? Good question. Now, this issue which we're going to define actually is not critical to understanding our flow of Gemara, but I want to understand it anyway. Why this kind of piggle would or would not work. Keep going. Haya omei bifnim. Let's say he's inside the heichal. He's inside the heichal, right? And he's doing Hazah, and what does he say?
Harini mizeh almanas lehekir.
Emur in the machar.
Shirayim.
Okay. Or, he's inside, he's doing Hazah's dam, and he has in mind to be makdir the emurim, okay? Or to be shofech the shirayim. What is shofech the shirayim? What is that referring to? Of the leftovers, like the dam, okay? It was poured by the yisod, okay? So if he did that, lo pigo, right? Why? Shemachshava bifnim, finish up.
Shemachshava bifnim v'divar hanase
b'chutz. Right. But, haya omei b'chutz.
V'amar harein shofe, amenaz l'shavlo b'shirayim v'macher l'hekir, emurin v'macher pigo.
Shemachshava b'chutz, v'divar hanase b'chutz. Okay. So, what we need to define here, again, I'm mentioning this only because it's interesting insight into how piggle works. We have to define here is the Havamina would say what? The Havamina would say is that if a guy has in mind to do, he does Shechita B'chutz and has in mind to do Hazah B'fnim L'machar, it should be piggle, right? What do I care if it's B'fnim? That just sounds like an arbitrary thing. What do I care? We've been dealing so far with piggle, whatever. I don't say anything. So we have to understand. So what's this Havina Maskana here? Why would you say one over the other? In other words, what's the Havina going to say? The Havina is going to say that if you look at Makom like a detail, okay, then it'd be no different than Zman. Meaning, in other words, we know we have a Shechita and we have a Zrika. It just happens to be the Zrika takes place where? In a different Makom. The Makom's just a detail. And ultimately, same way I can have in mind do Shechita, I do Shechita and having in mind do Zrika tomorrow. This is just a different kind of, it's a different kind of Zrika. But it's still Zrika. No. The Maskana is saying no. When it comes to Makom, in this case, okay, that's why it's unique to Yom Kippur. When you have, in order for Piggle to work, okay, this is what David was trying to get at, I think. In order for Piggle to work, I must be able to attach it to an actual Maisa Avoda. Meaning, when I start the Shechita, let's say I'm outside in the Azara. When I do the Shechita, I've now initiated a process. I've created a series of steps. And now the Zrika, right, exists en potentia, right? Because I can say the next step in this Shechita is going to be, whatever, halacha Kabbalah, is going to be a Zrika. But there is a Zrika to speak of because in this Makom, is there a Zrika that exists? There is. But by Hazaz Dam, okay, the Makom generates a Chiyuv. So I can't speak of a Maisa Hazah if I'm outside the Heichal, because there is no Maisa Hazah to speak of. In other words, it's being in the Makom itself that generates the very reality of a Maisa Hazah. So what the Gemara is saying, that's why you can't transcend Makomos by Piggle. Because the Piggle, Oh, the Chavim is going to say no. The Chavim is going to say is makom a detail, right? You could say that, is it that I have to do Hazah here, or is it that when I'm here, now the Hazah comes into existence?
Wait, so
put in your type of terms.
So
yeah.
What do you have to...
One more, just listen to what the Gemara said in the end. The Gemara said that if someone goes ahead and says, he's Omid Bechutz, and he says, I am going to Shecht, right? Almanas Lishboch Shirayim Lamachar. All right? It's Pigel. Okay? So if a guy says, hold on, if a guy, you'll see. If a guy says, I'm Shechting this animal, and I have in mind to pour out the Shirayim tomorrow, it's Pigel. No, it's no, not same Makom. It's Pigel. Okay? Why should that be a problem? So, Mati, the Gemara says, Lishbok Shirayim.
Lishbok Shirayim, Le'e
Fluge Mai. So, one second. What exactly is this pickle going on here? Okay? Or is, again, the pickle's going on, you asked the question, is Shofich Shirayim an Avoda? Right?
So
the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara wants to know, what is the pigel attaching itself to?
It doesn't
exist yet. Well, no. It wants to know what exactly are you mefagel here? Because if you're going to tell me, if I ask you, what are you shofech when you're shofech shirayim, what would you say? You're shofech? Dam. Dam. So the Gemara says, Elema.
Elema leis ule dam.
All right. Mefagel. One second. So if you're going to tell me that shofech shirayim, you're being mefagel dam, right? In other words, again, we're focusing on the substance here, okay? Well, you can't be mefagel dam. That's impossible.
Why not?
Because the Mishnah says, that's non. Eilu dvarim she'ein chayav en aleyen, right? Karis bachilasam. Mishum pigel, right? And what are those? Chometz, levona, ketores. No. Minchas kohanim, minchas nesachim, minchas kohen mashiach, and dam, okay? Why? What do all these things share in common? I'm going to help you out here. You know they all share in common? Nope. They are all matirs, okay? But they themselves are not subject to being matir. Komates. What does komates do? Komates matir something. When I do the act of kmitza, I can now say this thing is, yes, this thing is now mutter. But in itself, right? It itself is never subject to what it called being matir. Okay, so for some reason, any object in avoda that is a matir, but in itself is never matir by something else, pigel wouldn't work by. Now, don't ask this one question which is that yeah, isn't dam usser? No. The Gemara is not worried about dam being usser to eat as a substance, right? Because then it wouldn't wind it up with these other cases like minchas nesachim and minchas kohanim. It's saying, for some reason, if something itself is a matir, right, pigel can't apply to it, right? Question is, why not?
Wait, why is
the
minchas
kohanim a matir? Oh, it's the whole thing is what do you call it? It's not eaten at all.
Ah.
The whole thing is brought up. It's nektaris kula. So what do you call it? So that's what you're gonna have to answer now. One question you're gonna have to answer is, what does it mean to say that something that's a matir, okay, cannot attach pickle to it. It's only something that is matired.
Wait, does that mean you can't pickle something else with it by
mikra? It means that if I had in mind, in this case, to be shofich the shirayim, let's say, forget the shofich shirayim. If I had in mind, I'm shechting X to mefagel to do Y to dam, to do zrik, no, I should say that, because it has to be achila. But let's say ochel dam, okay? So dam is not subject to pigle. You can't subject dam to pigle. A pigle to dam. It's an impossibility, okay?
Because dam
is a matir.
For what?
What is dam matir by a regular korban? What do you mean? No.
Like the zrika allows you to
eat it. Achila. You can't eat the basar until zrika's dam is done. So dam functions as a matir. In every context. That's its role. Its role is to be a matir. Okay? Okay, 1 second. Hold on. 1 second. There's one more line in the Gemara. So, you're going to have to find, that's what, for tomorrow, you're going to have to, that's one thing you have to define. You're going to have to explain to me, why should I say it's just because something's a matir, I can't be mefaglet. Who cares? It's part of the avoda, right? Okay. Now, but why does this help? Why does this? What? Don't answer now. Why does this help the whole stream we've been dealing with? What does this have to do with Rav Yossi? So watch this. This is my favorite part. One second. El Pshita. What? No. It's a different point. The Gemara says El Pshita. Laf Gule Habazar. Right. Rather, what do you have to say when he has in mind? When he has in mind to shech the animal, right? He has in mind to be shofech shirayim. He's not talking about dam. He's talking about basar. Well, one second. What are you pouring into the mizbeach?
The blood.
Right. So don't look at it as blood. Rather, look at it as what?
Basar.
As which means.
Then it's mefagel.
Are you saying mefagel the basar?
No.
That
shofech shirayim.
Right, and but having das for that is mefagel and basar that you're shefting right now.
No. Wait, Mati, read the Gemara. Watch. Hashta. Uma hasam. Gufe. So in the case over there where I did not have in mind to do pigle on the busser itself, but rather on the shirayim, because the shirayim now are not looked upon as dam, but as chelak of the busser. Because you're shofech shirayim of the basar. So now the shirayim have the status of being like the basar. And that is separate from the basar, right? Amar of Yossi Mifkal, Hacha de Chashevei, Gufe, going back to Bryson number one, where I have in mind Yarech Yamin, right? Lo Kol Shekain, De Pigel Yamin, Pigel B'Yarech Small. Wouldn't you have to say that if I have a mind of one, it's going to affect the other?
What?
Okay.